Easter Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Step out of the trailer and into the fun. Just like the stone was removed from the cave, baby, we're back and we have risen. Welcome to Well, That Was Weird, the podcast, the show where two metalheads answer the internet's weirdest questions, share stories, and give their opinions on things no one cares about. My name is Isaiah, and I think if you pronounce Dwayne as D-Wayne, you probably failed a grade.
And I'm Chance, and I'm kind of embarrassed about how many times I've had to look up how long to boil an egg.
I still don't know. Let's get weird. Felt like Ralph Wiggum.
I'm in danger.
Do you still not know about the egg? Or
no, I don't. I don't.
I'm was wondering if you were just joking. Or
no, I am incompetent when it comes to cooking. We've been doing HelloFresh, so that's given me some practice.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things, because those of you who know me, you know, I'm a real big, you know, like home cook, you know, and I've done like catering and everything else. And I know how to do so much, and I can just whip up recipes just out of my own head. But for some reason, every time my wife's like, hey, can you put on some eggs to boil? I'm like, oh shit. Like, how long do I have to boil these things? Yeah, I have it figured out, but
yeah,
it's kind of embarrassing though, you know, because you can be like, hey, do you know how to make a croque madame? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll make you one. And I know exactly how to do it. But if you're like, hey, can you boil an egg? I'm like, I don't know. I might screw it up. So yeah, that's about how I am about doing an egg, boiling an egg, I guess. It's kind of dumb. Of course, whatever. Either way, moving on here. It's as you heard from the beginning, the intro from Isaiah, we are recording on Easter Sunday. I loved the kind of used car kind of intro that we did there. Anyways.
Huh. Yeah, I'm about to slam my head into this keyboard if I lose internet connection again.
It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
It's a bit ridiculous, and I'm gonna probably call some poor Cox internet person tomorrow and give them the what for.
I actually used to work for a company that was like Cox, and they run the same system, so I might actually know how to fix it. But we can discuss that off of the podcast.
Heyo.
It's Easter Sunday. We apparently have risen, according to your intro.
Yeah, dude.
Is that blasphemous? Maybe?
Nah.
Okay. Either way, we have some really good news stories for you guys this week, and I guess let's just kind of get moving on some of these. I guess you could say good news, I guess.
Yeah.
A baby born in Iraq is the first human that is documented with three penises.
Hey. Lucky guy.
Apparently having two penises is known as diphalia.
Okay.
And it occurs in one out of about every 5 to 6 million births.
Well.
But this is the first ever recorded case of triphalia.
Huh.
Yeah. Basically, he's a Kurdish baby. He's the first human to have been documented as born with three penises. The two penis thing is pretty common, I guess, for every 5 to 6 million live births. Because one in every 5 to 6 million live births, and there's what, like 7 billion people?
Yeah.
And then, you know, roughly half of them are males. So, you know, we'll say three to four billion people, and then out of one out of every 5 to 6 million has a second penis. So, however, this one, only one of them is a true penis on this boy, since the others don't actually possess, like, you can't pee out of them.
Oh, well, that sucks to be him then.
Yeah, and he actually had them removed.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
The other two. Yeah. And the interesting thing, though, is that the cause for the anomaly is completely unknown. Child wasn't exposed to any, like, drugs or chemicals while in the womb, and there's no history of genetic aberrations in the family.
So it's just a random one-off.
Yeah.
Or three-off, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there actually was a claim back in 2015 of an Indian boy who was born with three penises, but because it wasn't ever documented in an academic medical journal, it still remains unverified. So, this may not be the technical first one, but since nobody bothered to publish a paper on the other one, this one is the first one according to, I guess, most doctors, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's reason for, I don't know, celebration, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, on this day that, on this holy day, we're talking about a guy with three penises. So, I thought that was appropriate.
Something rose today, am I right?
By the way, speaking of this triple penis thing, there, if you don't know, there is a guy with two who has done a few Reddit AMAs. He's wrote some books.
I think username on Reddit is Double Dick Guy.
Yeah. And
there's
you
pics.
Yeah, there are. He's shared on Twitter. I mean, and he's wrote two books now. So, you know, if you're really interested, if you want to get one of the books for some coffee table reading, feel free.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I came across it. Now, it's really hard to find news around this time of the year because of April Fools.
Yeah, I had trouble sifting through a lot of fake news last week.
Yeah, and I don't like it because all these news stories, they want to be these clowns and jokers and post all these ridiculous news stories. And the thing is that the ridiculous news stories out of everything I've seen over the year, they're believable. So
they make them very believable. So it is pretty hard.
Well, I mean, you know, you spend the past year reading about stuff like murder hornets and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, not the year for it, guys.
And then they're still going to, you know, post all these ridiculous videos and news stories and everything else where you're like, you know, this could be real. This could 100% be real. The verdict's still out on the octopus that slapped a man. Verdict's still out on that one. I don't know if it's real. But
yeah.
I did come across a story. I'm going to assume it's pretty real because there's some stuff on Twitter from it as well.
Mm.
And there's some actual photos. So I'm going to go with being kind of real. But apparently, an MMA fighter, a Canadian MMA fighter, lost a fight recently due to his finger falling off and getting lost during the match.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
I'll back that up real quick.
He's a Canadian MMA fighter.
I don't know if his audio is going to record.
His name is Khetag Pliev. Maybe it's Khetag. But he apparently had a fight recently I don't think it's Cage Fury.
Okay. What they call it.
Cage Fury. So he had a fight against a guy named Devin Goodale on Thursday night. He started the fight with 10 fingers and then ended it with 9.
Well, hell. Okay.
So apparently fans in attendance for Cage Fury FC 94 in Philadelphia. That's a terrible name for a thing, but got to witness the first win by TKO slash detached finger.
Oh, great.
In promotion history. The fight ended between the second and third rounds when someone in Pliev's corner pointed to where his left ring finger used to be and said, "Where'd that one go?" and nobody knew where the finger was at the time.
Wait, like, it didn't get bit off, like, cut off? It was just gone?
Yeah.
How do you just lose a finger?
It says the exact circumstances of the detachment aren't yet clear, but the fighters spent a good chunk of the second round grappling, and it seems that a glove grab from Goodale may have began the sequence of events.
Huh.
So it says in the second round, he caught my glove with one hand and held it, Pliev said. I felt my finger snapped, and he kept pulling my glove, and my finger snapped. We kept fighting. And when the second round was finished, I see my bone was out in the open. And I wanted to keep fighting because I felt like I had this guy. But the doctor saw that and stopped the fight.
Jesus.
Yeah. Apparently his opponent, Goodale, said he couldn't remember because he had been punched in the head a bunch before the incident. And officials scoured the cage and couldn't find the finger. And the PA announcer even asked fans to look around their seats and see if they could find it.
What? How would it get all the way into the crowd?
I think he just like ripped it and just threw it.
What the hell?
And I think it landed in somebody's like Coke or something.
Ugh. Floating around in some chili, you know?
It was eventually located though.
Oh.
And it was inside his glove.
Well.
Yeah, because of the way his finger was detached, though, they were actually able to reattach his finger.
Oh, so he's good now.
Yeah, yeah. He actually was able to reattach the finger. You know, they found it in the glove, and they were able to reattach it. So he may need another surgery to make sure all the tendons are all lined up and the finger works properly, but... yeah, there's a picture of him during the match with his finger missing, and then there's a picture of him afterwards in the hospital, I guess, after he got it reconnected or whatever. I sent you the picture of his just missing finger.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I read that headline and thought, like, that's something I've never read before. MMA fighter loses fight due to finger falling off and getting lost.
That's
like you said,
sucks.
How do you lose your finger?
Yeah, dude, I don't even... What?
Yeah, it was that was good stuff. So what did you have for me?
So let's see here. I've got a couple kind of weird things.
Okay.
First up, I've got a mafia fugitive caught after posting a cooking show on YouTube. and I'm gonna read this, and I'm gonna try my best. I'm gonna make sure, like, if I lose audio for whatever reason, I'll just stop and then pick up, and we'll have to edit.
Yeah.
Edit and post. But. This is coming from BBC News.
Okay.
It says Italian police have tracked down, and I'm going to butcher the name, Mark Farron Cloud Biart, 53, through the culinary videos that he uploaded to YouTube.
Okay.
While he carefully hid his face, he failed to disguise his body tattoos. The alleged member of the, Drangheta gang, crime gang, was arrested in the Dominican Republic last Wednesday, and has now been extradited back to Italy. He had reportedly been leading a quiet life in the town of Boca Chica, police said in a statement. He's been on the run since 2014 and was wanted by police for allegedly trafficking cocaine into the Netherlands on behalf of the Caciola clan, part of the mafia. He is considered one of the world's most powerful, or that crime, the mafia group is considered one of the world's most popular, most powerful organized crime groups because it controls most of the cocaine entering Europe.
Okay.
It is based in Calabria, the region that forms the tip of Italy's boot. The alleged clan boss, who is 66, is known as the Uncle. Other members go by nicknames such as the Wolf, Fatty, and Blondie. They are all now facing justice in the biggest mafia trial Italy has seen in decades. There are 355 alleged mobsters and corrupt officials who have been charged after a long investigation. During a pretrial hearing, it took more than 3 hours to read the names of the defendants. The charge sheet includes murder, drug trafficking, extortion, and money laundering. And there are over 900 witnesses expected to give evidence at the trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he got caught by doing a cooking video. It's funny because every time we talk about the mafia, we always talk about like these fake mafia guys like Tony Meatballs. This is Tony Meatballs.
This is totally Tony Meatballs.
He's like, okay, all right, okay. Gonna simmer the sauce a little bit, okay? Get that butter on there, you know? Don't be afraid of that butter, okay?
So how did he hide his face? I mean, was he wearing a mask while he was cooking? Or
yeah, it was probably, he probably didn't even film his face. It was probably from like a Binging with Babish kind of thing where you don't see his face in the videos, you know?
I do think it's pretty hilarious, though, to get taken down by doing cooking videos on YouTube.
He's shirtless. Oh, it said body tattoos, so I'm just wondering, was he like shirtless and has like the mafia gang name tattooed across his stomach, and they're like, oh, that's him. They call him Dummy because he got that tattoo.
Oh, that's actually pretty hilarious. I'm actually wondering if I can find his YouTube channel.
Oh, that would be good.
Or if it was taken down.
I'm sure it was taken down. It was probably taken down.
Mafia YouTube cooking. Oh shit. Okay. Maybe. Okay. I found the news for it, but I don't know. I'll have to do some research and see if I can find it.
Yeah. So now the second article I've got for you, the last thing I've got for today, is a very confusing murder story.
Okay.
I read through this a couple times. I still kind of don't understand what happened. So this is from People, people.com. It says the sister of a woman who killed her own boyfriend, married their father, is sentenced for role in trust game murder. That's a lot, and I don't understand it. So the sister, I think this is mostly about her. She's been sentenced to like 40 years in prison.
Okay.
Her sister killed her own boyfriend and then married their dad, like her own biological father.
So she killed her boyfriend?
I think so. It's weird. So
and then married her dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Anna Marie Schoedhary, 33, was sentenced Wednesday for her role in a murder in February 2019 of John Thomas McGuire, who was 38 at the time. And of course, they're from West Virginia. She's been sentenced to 40 years in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in connection with the killing of her sister's boyfriend with assistance from their biological father. Okay. Anna was sentenced Wednesday for this murder. Her sister, Amanda, had been dating McGuire while the two were living in Minnesota. McGuire's dismembered body was discovered September 24th, 2019, in a shallow grave in, get this, Sky Gusty, West Virginia.
What? That's not a real place.
Sky Gusty, dude.
Shenanigans. That's not real.
Hey, you boys want to get some beers and go up to Skagdusty this weekend? West Virginia's wildin', dude.
Well, yeah, if they're naming places like that.
I put the butcher knife up to her neck.
That's really one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show and you've never watched The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, please watch it. It's like equally parts hilarious and sad.
Yeah. You have to watch it with subtitles on, though.
You do. You can't understand a damn thing any of them says. Like Jethko, and he's like, I got holes in my brain from huffing gasoline.
Oh, God. Doctor, yeah, Jethko, I don't even know where to begin with him. And then the whole, I don't know, I forgot what his name was. I guess he was like the dad who did that certain type of dancing.
Yeah, he was like doing like a tap dance, like flat dancing.
Yeah, but he was like, does it up on the tables?
Yeah.
And then like one of the older boys like took over for him and started learning how to dance like that.
Yeah, because their dad got murdered.
Yeah.
He got like shot in the back for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing, the whole documentary is... I think your description of it was the ideal. It was equal parts sad and hilarious.
Yeah, it was just, it's real bad. but, I mean, like, so here's the thing, though. There were documentaries made about Jethko before The Wild and Wonderful Whites.
Really?
And that's okay. What, yeah, like all of those videos of him like younger in the documentary.
Yeah.
Of him like sitting on, because when it starts out and you meet him, he's like super old, you know?
Yeah,
He's like, oh, hey, what's going on, boys? Like smoking joints with his mom. But there's like, it'll like randomly cut to like pictures of him when he had like dark black hair, was like super skinny. They did a documentary about him in like the 80s, I think. It was like a second part, because they did one about his dad too, and I think it was just called The Dancing Outlaw.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did one about Jethko, and then they came back and did Wild and Wonderful Whites.
It was Jethko the one that said all that stuff about putting the knife up to her neck and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Sloppy, slimy eggs.
Yeah. You better start making them eggs a bit better than you've been making them. You know, he's in Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's right.
He hosts one of the radio stations.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he? He's even dancing in the game, isn't he?
Yeah, they put a cameo in. The guy doesn't say anything, but it's just like a NPC of Jethko like just dancing in a trailer park. one of my favorite scenes from that whole documentary is when his wife is sitting on one end of the trailer and she's like, he threatened to kill me, and then it like cuts back to Jethko on the other end. He's like, I threatened your wife many a times to get your mouth to shut up. It's so awful, but you can't help but laugh.
Yeah, I'll give you that for sure.
Like sitting in the drive thru, CPS took our baby. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I think probably the wildest thing about that documentary was when they were like hanging out in the mom's living room, and then like suddenly there's a dude like helicoptering his dick around. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you're like the mom's son, and it was so messed up.
Yeah, they're like snorting pills off of a book or like a mirror in front of their like 80-year-old mother.
Yeah, and then one dude is helicoptering his penis around at one point, and I'm like, okay, this is really weird.
Yeah, it's super... super weird.
Okay, so let's see if we can unwrap this murder story that you were talking about.
So Amanda pleaded guilty to second degree murder in July, a month before her sex offender father, Larry, was sentenced to life. And they call it in West Virginia, I guess they call it life without mercy. So
they just have these weird town names, and now they're just,
we're back with bullshit's going on there. Larry, so before plotting McGuire's murder, had been living in West Virginia after being released from prison, where he served time for prior sex offense charges. Amanda was estranged from her father. She was raised by her adoptive parents. The pair later became involved in an incestuous relationship and got married, unfortunately, in my home state of Virginia, nearly a month after the murder.
Oh, God.
And I didn't know that was a thing in Virginia. I'm real disappointed at you, fellas.
Yeah.
Man, I'm assuming they had to have lied, right? Like,
Yeah, they had to have lied to get married incestuously and...
Like, unless it's just super legal, which it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, what state is cool with, like, oh, that's your blood dad? Get married.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, okay. Like, I know in Vegas you can just about marry whatever you want, but...
Well, that's true.
But you can't get, like, an actual certificate. Like, you can have a ceremony.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But during the hearing in October, Amanda said McGuire was killed because, quote, he was with me and my dad didn't want anyone else near me. She told the court McGuire was not killed long after telling Larry he was in love with Amanda and wanted to marry her. She said, I wish I could bring John back. He was a good man. The four traveled to Skagusty, where they all lived for 10 days. Larry confessed that he encouraged McGuire to play a trust game where he would be tied up. Once McGuire was bound, Larry hit him on the head with a bottle of wine.
Hey, John, I got this bottle of Wild Irish Rose over here, buddy. Won't you tie you up and we'll get you a sip of it? get you a nip off that wine.
And then he just whacked him in the head. While tied up, McGuire was injected with liquid methamphetamine and then strangled with a garbage bag.
God damn.
He was tortured over 2 days before he died. The body was buried and then dug up 6 days later and was dismembered before being buried again. Dude, that got...
Oh, my God.
That escalated real fast.
That was intense.
that poor guy. They tied him up, and they were like, all right, we're going to inject you with liquid methamphetamine. And then he cracks him over the head with a bottle of wine, tortures him for 2 days, buries him, digs him back up, dismembers him, buries him again.
Oh, my God.
So... McGuire's mother, Karen Smith, attended the hearing via teleconference, and she reportedly wished the killers a very miserable life. At Larry's sentencing last year, Smith told him that you and your two kids are going straight to hell.
Oh.
In my book, all three of you need to die. You don't deserve to be on this earth breathing. I'm going to live to see one of you or your kids die before I go. Who gave y'all the right to play God?
Oh.
Yep.
Jeez. Okay. I'm still so hung up on Skagusty, West Virginia.
Did you Google it?
I did. It's an unincorporated community in McDowell County, West Virginia. Like, it's not even a place. It's unincorporated.
That's what they call it.
The Wikipedia page is hilarious.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Ready for this? I just sent you the link here in the chat.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's nowhere. Literally nowhere.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I love the Wikipedia page. Because there's nothing on it.
Bruh.
It has one reference, and that's it. Yeah, and I looked it up on Google Maps, and I was like, what's it near? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Hold on, let me... I'm gonna see if I can get directions from my old hometown to Sky Gusty and see how long it would take.
Okay. Another interesting piece here, though. When I searched for Sky Gusty, West Virginia, Realtor.com came up with homes for sale in that area.
Oh no.
You can buy the most expensive home on there right now is $67,000.
Is it a barn?
No. It's not a barn. It's all right, I guess.
Yeah. Sky Gusty from my hometown of St. Paul, Virginia, to Sky Gusty is 1 hour and 33 minutes.
Oh man. You're going to have to go visit. Well, I don't know. You might die.
I might die, yeah. What's up, you hillbillies? Just immediately get murdered.
Well, you might get injected with liquid meth and chopped up.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on. Hold
what?
Up.
Okay.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Where is Sky Gusty to Bluefield? 40 minutes away. Okay. So I've been to Bluefield, West Virginia a couple times.
Okay.
And it's 40 minutes away from Sky Gusty.
Bluefield, West Virginia.
Bluefield's all right.
I mean, I guess it looks all right.
Yeah, it's more of like a city. They have like a college and...
Oh.
There's like... More normalcy, I guess.
Normalcy?
Yeah. It's like the only part of the West Virginia map that isn't 99% green on that map.
Yeah, when you look at like the satellite view or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'm learning things about West Virginia today. I am. I'm learning things. I'm all learned now. Sky Gusty.
And it's been so long since I've been home that I just like forget about some of the stuff on the map. Like, there's one Galax. That's a place. Really? Asheville.
So where was your hometown?
St. Paul, Virginia.
Of course you can't be, you know, cool and be like St. Paul, Minnesota. That's the capital of Minnesota. They got to rename it after something. St. Paul. Sugar Hill Brewing Company.
Yeah, that we got a brewery, which is actually one of our listeners of the show, Alex. That's his parents opened that.
Oh.
But they opened a damn brewery across the street from my house, like 100 feet away from my house after I moved out. I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there we go. Broad Street, Farmers Market, Fifth Avenue, Russell
Street. Wait, hold
on.
Yeah, like, that's baby boy's hometown right there. And you can see there is nothing.
No, this is tiny. Yeah. A lot smaller than mine. But, you put it into Google Maps and then you can kind of see some pictures of the surrounding area and some satellite views. At least the area around looks nice.
Yeah. There's a lot of nice scenery.
Yeah, at least there's some trees, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you go and click on my hometown and the first picture, you're just like, really?
Is that what we got? Is that what we're working with?
That's what we're working with. Yeah. Most of the pictures, if you look up my hometown, are just the animals in the zoo. It's like 90% of the pictures.
If you go to Zillow for St. Paul, Virginia, half of it isn't even in St. Paul, and the other half is just empty plots of land. It's just dirt. Okay, you want a couple acres? You want an acre for $20,000? Less than an acre.
An acre for 20? Yeah, I guess so. Sure, why not?
It's 8,000 square feet for 5,000. Hey, man, that's enough to build a stage and have a rock show.
Oh, God. I'm going to go to my hometown and go do some Google Street Viewing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Get that Street View, dude. Y'all Street View.
If you saw what I saw right here, you'd see how flat and nothing it is. It's really ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, that about wraps up our episode for this week. Sorry about some of the weird dropouts and stuff, but they'll be edited most likely, and you probably will never know. So
we'll try to. We're gonna get rid of that next week too. So
yeah. Since we're getting all vaxxed up, we can start recording in person again.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. We're back.
We're back.
Thanks, Jesus. Sorry for the lag.
Either way, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys later on in the week. Bye.
Bye.